This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Of 8 to 10 people of various faiths and outlooks will enjoy a simple meal and then engage in a directed discussion about faith, religious diversity, and common values. Join us Tuesday evening, January 30th from 7 to 9 p.m. You can sign up on the internet at www.amazingfaithshouston.org or you can call 713-348-2222 to leave your information. Join us to move together to common ground on higher ground. Amazing Faith Houston and Houston Dinner Dialogues is a diversity celebrating project sponsored by Interfaith Ministries for Greater Houston and the Boniek Center for Religious Tolerance at Rice University in cooperation with the Office of the Mayor of the City of Houston.
You're listening to Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston 90.1 FM, and Galveston 89.5 FM.
Stars shone from heaven, and they followed. found a lowly manger. The humble Christ was born, and God sent out salvation. Him forgiveness, he lived to show us a way. He came to redeem all creation.
The program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
In Galveston in the world. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'll be the other one.
Ho, ho, effin' ho, what a crock-a-shy. I can't get that song out of my head.
I wish you would. Because we ain't playing it Tonight.
Oh, come on.
No, not even, not even close to it.
Hey, if C-SPAN can say those words.
Look, I let you play. I saw Mommy blowing Santa Claus.
What do you mean, let me play? You played it. I had no idea who it was. You brought in a song called I Saw Mommy Blowing Santa Claus. You didn't even know who recorded the song.
No, I did. It was Weird Al, by the way. We found that out.
Yeah, you stuck it in the CD player and thought, oh, this is cute.
That was for you.
No, you dedicated that to Lisa.
Actually, I did. Lisa and Ricky.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. Lisa and Ricky, I know, of Hot and Bothered, and I love that show. They'll be back next week.
Who got all kinds of Hot and Bothered.
Oh, well, Ricky is enough to get Hot and Bothered over.
Yeah, and if you ever want to bring that one CD that you want to dedicate the song to him for.
Which one was that?
I just did Your Boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, isn't that special?
Well, it is officially Christmas Eve, since it is 1:18 and 1:19 in the
In the real world there, but we still say it's Saturday on this show.
I know. It's less confusing, but we had some music in queer music in the beginning.
Gee, that's a switch.
Duh. The late great Sid Spencer with
I Believe in Santa Claus.
And that is a great Christmas album, as a matter of fact. It's probably still available online somewhere. But just about everything on there is good. And then we played, yes, I played Garth Brooks. No, he's not queer, but his sister is a lesbian, and he's...
Yeah, and so is Newt Gingrich's sister, but we don't play Newt Gingrich.
Because Newt Gingrich doesn't sing.
And
besides, he's disgusting. Garth.
Thank you very
much. I think they photoshopped his eyeballs in.
Garth is a friend to the gay community. He also lives a little north of Tulsa, right outside of Collinsville. Collinswood, I believe it is.
My, we've been stalking online, haven't we?
No, because, you know, my ex-boyfriend Jim, who moved back home.
Yeah.
He's a neighbor of Garth. He sees him at the Walmart all the time.
My, how white trash.
Collinswood, wasn't that the name of the mansion?
Yes, it
Dark
was.
Shadows?
Yes, yes. Yes, it was. Yes,
just
it was.
Okay. We've gone too long into the...
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
We're a little short of news this week because I left everything at home.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know how they say when people spend too much time together, they start acting alike and then seeming like, well.
What did you leave at home?
No, you've been cycling with Judy.
Hey, stop.
Mark, you would have dropped that egg by now.
My friend Judy is staying with me while she recovers from foot surgery.
Yeah, that's the story.
Well,
and the motorcycle will never be the same.
It's just taken longer than I expected, that's all. Or she expected, so we're spending Christmas together.
Damaged your foot kicking you in the...
Hey.
I wonder about those polo ponies.
No kidding. Anyway, do you have anything?
Well, we had to go searching, and...
Have you?
Yeah, well, there's the one story you want to talk about. I found the...
The Helen Highwater?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, because she's doing a birthday show next week.
Oh, great.
I thought you...
Well, it's the same night as Sparkles is doing his, too, but we're going to talk about that a little bit later, because he's right here in the studio.
Well, we would love to talk about it, but unfortunately, all that was sent was a JPEG, and they don't archive JPEGs in...
Oh.
Let me check my trash and see if I've got
it. Christopher Prado is in the studio. He is running for Emperor of the Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star. We'll be talking to him in a couple of minutes. And for right now, we're trying to find something to tell you about.
Yeah, because, you know, I figured somebody would have it, so I didn't.
You didn't, huh?
I didn't save it. Let me see here.
Jimmy, when you mentioned hell and high water a while ago, I thought you were talking about the flooding in New Orleans.
No.
Here we go.
Very, very nice, drag queen.
Open, download attachment, open it.
Ta-da! There it is.
Don't put the door to open, sorry. Or a window, for that matter.
Beauty Magazine, our cover story, Helen Highwater, you go, girl. She's not a well woman.
Well, she isn't.
Birthday celebration show at the Brazos River Bottom.
When is this?
On December 29th, which I believe No, it's a Friday.
Next Friday.
At 7:30, open to all performers. Music taken at 7 p.m. Money taken probably at 8. Benefiting the cold 45s.
Probably.
Money taken any time.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay.
So that's it on that one.
Okay.
I'm here.
Helen's a friend of mine, and it's going through some hard times herself, but I'm glad to see her out in the community, putting on shows, raising money for others. Yes.
P-Flag Houston program on January 7th.
Yes, on bisexuality.
Yes, it's on Sunday.
Sunday.
From 2 to 4:30 at St. Paul's United Methodist Church, 5501 South Main at Benz.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be a panel of bisexual people sharing their stories with us. In some ways, bisexual individuals are criticized by both gay and straight communities due to the false assumptions about bisexuality. Bisexual individuals contend with stereotypes that minimize loving relationships, question morals, and place blame for social problems.
Damn.
Who's on the panel? They don't say.
They don't?
No.
I wonder if Gigi will be there.
Oh, God, that would be one reason not to go.
Maybe that's why...
Ouch!
Maybe that's why they're not saying who's on the panel.
No.
Sacred sex temple and all.
Well, I know. Well, yeah, she...
Special groups for advocacy spouses, transgender issues, and Spanish-speaking persons will be available, small group sessions. For more information, call the PFLAG
hotline at...
I'm sorry, I still have this little bit of a cough. I got a tickle in my throat. No one's scratching it. 713-46-P-FLAG. That's 713-467-3524.
Well, that's rather unusual for you on a Saturday night.
You know.
That's not the way he wants it scratched.
Yeah, it's also not where the tickle is.
Or you can check him out the website, pflaghouston.org.
Mm-hmm.
The next thumping you'll hear is my leg on the floor.
I see. Please.
Well, I won't piddle on like it. That's it on that one. I don't know what else to say.
Okay. Well, how about a piece of music?
Which piece do you want?
Well, since we haven't played the traditional gay Christmas song of the year
please,
so
please,
far.
Please. Yes. Christmas cards and all.
No. Not that one.
Not that one.
This is by Pansy Division.
Uh-oh. We are in trouble.
Yes, we are. I even brought
two versions of it.
Oh.
The other one.
Yeah.
Is the really dirty version and the less dirty version?
No. Pansy Division did one and the Bootlickers did a second one.
No kidding. Good. I did not know that.
Yeah, and Lily releases a third one later on.
Wow. Pansy Division is so good that they're being covered. I love it.
You're used to being uncovered.
Yeah, well.
Now for the official gay Christmas carol, the one that you don't hear elsewhere. You know, it's not walking around in women's underwear.
No,
la, I la, 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 la,
didn't
la,
even bring
la,
that
la.
One.
Here's Pansy Division.
Come on.
You know, this, after all that letter I got from KPFT saying they're upgrading their equipment and asking me for $55,000?
Well, just make believe it's EJ's and the stuff doesn't work.
Yeah, Change CD players.
Yeah, that's what they had to do.
In this Hold case, on. CD might stand
this
for Christmas.
This is John Ginoli from Pansy Division saying, have a very homo Christmas this year. You're listening to After Hours with Jimmy Carper on KPFT Houston.
gosh, that's...
I'm right in the mood now for Christmas. As soon as you turn me on.
Honey, I don't have a pair of jumper cables and an industrial battery to do that.
Hey.
What are you doing in there?
What do you mean, what am I doing in here?
There's a man in a kilt. What else do you think he's in there?
But he's not going to put it over his head.
Hey.
No.
That's why you took the short chair in there?
Oh, wait a minute. Hey. This is after hours. Never mind.
Yes. Okay, now that I'm ready for Christmas, I want to introduce Christopher Prado, who is running for Emperor of the Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court, Single Star Houston, Inc. Welcome to After Hours.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Okay, first of all, what is ERESIS?
ERESIS is a 501c3 nonprofit fundraising organization that has now been around going into their 23rd reign, that we raise money on a weekly basis for different local charities here in Houston. This year, we're currently raising money for Legacy Community Health Services, Body Positive, mm-hmm. and AFH Camp Hope programs through Coronation 23.
Great. And so, what do these fundraising, how do you raise funds?
Well, how do we raise funds? That actually is a wide question, because many people do it different ways. Some of us get up and perform lip sync to male songs. Some of our female line get painted up and are beautiful girls and lip sync to women's songs.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us do fundraisers as far as bartending at local bars mm-hmm. here. We've had car washes. We've had garage sales. We've pretty much done quite a wide variety of things in the community to raise money, and as long as it's bringing in a dollar, we'll continue to do it again. And if it doesn't work, we try something else the next week and see if that works.
Do you have any idea how much your organization raised last year? Ballpark would be okay.
In Rain 21, if I remember correctly, it was over the $75,000 mark.
Wow. That's a lot of car washes.
Lots of car washes. And it's actually very amazing, because during each rain, you don't really know. I mean, yes, you're tired and you're going out and you're doing all this, all the fundraising on the weekends, and you don't really realize why you're tired until you, at the end of the rain, when the new rain starts and we have investitures, and the previous rain gives out their money to their charities, and they bring out the big oversized checks, and you see that big number. It really gives your heart a great pat, because you really know, okay, that's why I'm tired. We raised all that money, and that's what we did. So it gives you some great satisfaction.
So what does it mean to be an emperor or an empress of ERESIS?
To be an emperor or an empress of our organization is basically to be a co-president of the organization. It's an elected title by the community,
mm-hmm.
citywide community, whether gay, lesbian, straight, bisexual, anyone that has a driver's license or a Texas ID with the zip code 770 whatever,
mm-hmm.
They do. Basically, you're doing 2 years. You're giving up 2 years of your life, because basically, when you get elected, you have 1 year of reigning as a reigning monarch. Then the following year, you actually serve another year as a dowager, 1 year removed, and you still have your duties are, of course, a lot more detailed during your reign year.
Sure.
But when you go into your dowager year, you still have a different little smaller responsibilities that you continue to do for another year. Then, of course, after that, then you just come back and you continue to work for your court.
So you, the dowagers, are they like on the board of directors? Or?
During your when you're reigning, you're on the board mm-hmm. as a non-voting board member.
Okay.
When you step down and you go into your dowager year, you then are still on the board, but and you get to vote when you're a dowager. But when you're reigning, you're kind of watching over everything, but you don't get a vote. But when you're a dowager, then everyone gets to say, okay, Yeah. All that I wanted to say last year, I can say it now.
So why do you want to be the emperor?
Why do I want to be the emperor of our court? It's because of the fact that I've been out in this community for many years, and I've been with this court for 5 years, and I've seen such great things out of past monarchs that have raised money, brought groups together, and made a difference. And I actually want to give back some of that and be able to have the opportunity to be able to know from my own heart that we'll get to work. Because in the event that I get to step up as an emperor, mm-hmm. I then get to pick one of the charities that we'll be working for next year. So it'll give me a great satisfaction in my own heart to know that we're working for something that I picked, mm-hmm. and I would have my court behind me to raise the money for the charities that I've chosen.
Ah, okay. Good point, and good reason. I know that I am not privy to all of the advertising for ERISA's functions. I get stuff that comes across on other lists like Louis and Wretches and lists like that, and I sure do see your name a lot. I mean, you're already raising money for the community, and you've been doing it for quite a while. I mentioned before Sparkles. It's a nickname that you've been given?
I believe it was this is probably about the second year that that name has kind of stuck with me, that I'm normally covered in glitter from head to toe, and sometimes it's the real fine glitter, or sometimes it's the thicker glitter that mm-hmm. some people just don't want to come and hug me because of the glitter, because they're afraid of the glitter. But it's kind of been a trademark now for me that if I'm out, I'm normally covered in glitter, and that's why a lot of people now know me in Houston and across the court system in Texas and across the court system in general, and they all know me as Sparkles Boy.
Sparkles Boy, yeah. Mm-hmm. To say nothing of the jewelry that you wear, and it is quite incredible. And it seems that every time I see you, it's different too. So you must have quite a jewelry cabinet at home.
I actually have a couple of sashes at home from previous titles that I've had that are actually covered from top to bottom with various pins mm-hmm. and crowns and different style of pins that I've been given over the years.
And people give you these pins because
they get all the pins that I have or that I've been given, they're all basically the aspect of getting a pin is actually just their way of showing their support for mm-hmm. you. And especially right now that I'm a candidate and I have to wear my candidate sash everywhere I go, I do have a lot of pins on my sash right now because I've been given them by different people that are basically saying, I'm behind you and we're looking forward to January and best of luck. So it's kind of a I'm behind you, best of luck type gift when you're wearing it as a candidate.
Well, I have to tell the audience that you have a lot, you must have a lot of folks behind you because you are covered in pins. They're quite beautiful.
Thank you.
So when is this voting, and where, and you said it's the community-wide, you want everybody in the community, like everybody in Harris County, and
it actually encompasses, there's 7 counties, if I remember correctly, mm-hmm. that is a part of our realm, which okay. includes Galveston, Conroe, and all the surrounding areas here in Houston.
I'll bet it's Harris in every county that touches Harris.
Yes. Something everything like around that. It. Everything around it. So
wow.
there's seven of them total. Early voting is Monday, January 8th, mm-hmm. 2007, at Tony's Corner Pocket, 817 West Dallas, from 6 to 9 p.m. And then 6 days later, on Saturday, January 13th, 2007.
My birthday.
Well, we'll have to remember that. We have, that's when our voting gets split up. We actually have a first half here in Houston at Legacy Community Health Services Clinic, 215 Westheimer, from 12 to 6 p.m.
That's the old Montrose Clinic, right?
The old Montrose Clinic.
Okay.
And then we have a short little break, basically enough time to grab a little bit to eat and travel down to Galveston, because mm-hmm. our second part of our voting on the 13th continues down in Galveston at the Kentucky Bar, 315 Tremont from 9 to 11 p.m. And then, of course, it ends at 11 p.m. and we find out a week later, basically a week and a day later, who the new emperor and empress for the new reign is going to be, which is, will be announced on the 21st of January.
And is that, that's an event?
Yes, it's at our coronation coronation ball. Coronation 23 is being held on January 20th at the West Sloop Marriott. Usually doors open at 6, ball starts about 7. And roughly, they've tried, and they kind of time it each year to see if they can beat their previous time each year to see when the new monarchs are going to be announced. A lot of them try their best to get it done right at about midnight. But it, in the past years, we've usually pulled in our new monarchs about 12:30-ish or so, closer to 1. So that's why I'm saying that the new monarchs are actually in. Coronation is on the 20th of January. But our new monarchs will actually be announced
on the
21st. It's right after midnight. So at the closing of voting, it is kind of the, one of those weeks that can probably drive a person stir crazy because you really don't know. I mean, you'll have your doubts. Okay, well, yes, I did this. Or yes, I did that. Did I do enough? And you have 6 days. That technically, the unknown can probably drive you crazy.
In past years, friends of After Hours and KPFT who are members of ERISA's have given me that call, you know, whenever it's announced, so After Hours can be the first to announce the new monarchs. And I look forward to that again.
We will make sure that happens. We will have, I'm sure there'll be lots of phone calls. I mean, which I normally in the past years that I've been at Coronation, as soon as those doors, because basically what happens at Coronation is we have courts from all over Texas and all over the court system come in, they all get presented, and at the end of towards the end of third set, the candidates actually get sequestered. All three, right now we have three candidates for Emperor and Empress. We will all be pulled into one room, and then the tally will be read by the monarchs on the stage and everything, and then our current monarchs from reign 22 will walk out of the ballroom into that secluded room and pull in the new monarchs. So usually in the past that I've been in the ballroom when that's happened, as soon as those doors pop open and the new monarchs are being brought in by the monarchs that are stepping down, there's phone calls all over the place, and you hear some people yelling, you hear some people laughing and crying, and you see people making phone calls.
Wow.
As people are walking in the ballroom. So it's not the first time, and I'm sure it won't be the last time, and I'm sure it'll be done every year from now on.
Good. I want to take a moment here to tell our listeners that the other two candidates will also be on After Hours. The candidate for Empress, Cheyenne, will be here next Saturday night, and the other candidate for Emperor, Chris Beck, will be here the following Saturday night. That will be the Saturday right before voting, I believe. And so, first of all, I want to know a little bit about Christopher Prado. Who is he?
I am... Let's see. I'm a native Houstonian. 35 years that I've lived in this wonderful city, and I've watched it grow from big open areas to now condos that are building up instead of around. I mean, they're literally going up around us all over the place. And as a matter of fact, my partner and I have lived in the apartment that we're in for the last 3 years that we just found out in October. That complex is being knocked down.
Oh.
So that growing spurt is actually all over the place, and it's really great to have seen so much in 35 years, to see different things come and go. I mean, it was amazing this year when Astroworld was taken away.
Yes.
I mean, so many things have come and gone.
Could not believe
the dome, I mean, all these new buildings that are coming in. It's amazing to see the growth and the freeways, and hopefully it helps with the traffic to... Because the traffic is annoying sometimes. But Christopher Prado is a native Houstonian. I have a twin sister, and out of the two of us, I'm the baby of the family, and which usually, and being a Scorpio,
oh my.
I'm totally true to the Scorpio traits. My sister is totally the opposite. She's very quiet. I'm the loud.
You are outgoing. You're an extrovert.
I'm the very loud, outgoing, walk right up to anyone in the bar and meet someone if I had to.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always enjoyed being out and being very vocal, and which I do remember a couple of years ago that I got an award for my mouth. Not holding back things sometimes, and mm-hmm. they said, here, you got this award. Fabulous. So, and I've actually held several titles in the community.
Mm-hmm.
I was Mr. Third Coast Cowboy 2004 through Pegasus Productions, and then shortly after that, I was Mr. Gay Pride Houston 2005,
mm-hmm.
which was an absolutely phenomenal year. I mean, that really got me out, and I was visible, and anywhere that I went, I wore my sash. And I did not wake up, and I did not sleep in my sash, as some people may seem to have been told that I slept in my sash that first night. I did not. I got up, and it just wasn't pinned right, so I got up and rearranged the pin. I'm a very... I love raising money. I love helping others. I've lost many friends in the past. I've lost family members. I lost a brother 13 years ago, that those people that I've lost are my biggest drive to keep coming back and keep raising money and finding a new way to raise another dollar. And they're the biggest, one of the biggest strengths in me as far as why I actually want to step up as an emperor,
mm-hmm.
because of everyone that's lost from behind or from the past years. It's my way of giving something back in their names, because it was, they're all tragic losses, and if they could be here today, things would be a whole lot different. And
sure.
if things, of course, the HIV and AIDS epidemic and everything was not here, we wouldn't have to do all this. But unfortunately, it is here, and it's not going away. So therefore, that still gives me a great thing in my heart to still keep pushing forward and raising another dollar every day. And yes, there are some times that it does get difficult and it gets tiring. As a matter of fact, being a candidate right now, we stepped up as candidates October 28th, and
oh
we have
God.
3 months of campaigning. And
oh
actually, it's a long time frame.
Yes, it is.
There's been many days in that time frame. It's like, I'm tired. I can't go out. But it actually, you look at the bigger picture at the end of in January. January is right around the corner, and actually, a friend of mine said, well, if you happen to step up, that just means you're going to have an even longer year. I said, well, that may be true, but right now, as a candidate, your best option is to be out and be visible and have people get to know who you are.
Sure.
And for you to meet the community. Because that's the one way for people to meet you, I mean, to come back and vote for you, is if they know who you are
mm-hmm.
and they know what you're about. So I have been out, and I told my friend that day, I said, well, if and when I get to step up as an emperor, I still will have a lot to do during the year, but at least I know there'll be Tuesdays or Wednesdays or some, there'll be days that I don't necessarily have to be out or have to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other days that there's days of rest that are actually out there for you when you get to step up. But as a candidate, it is a long process, and we in our court system, I believe we have one of the longest campaign seasons of 3 months, and it is long, and of course it goes through the Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's season, and it is fun.
Yeah. Well, I guess they figure if you can survive that long campaign, you're in good stead to be an emperor or an empress.
That could be very well true.
So what about Mr. Prado's support system? You have another half?
I have a wonderful partner. 4 years, Jim Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
He's been here in Houston the past 5 years, native of Ohio, and
we won't hold that against him. I'm from New Jersey myself, but I've been here longer than you've been alive.
Well, he's getting used to, finally after 5 years, he's getting used to the warmth.
No, that takes a lot of
some getting used to for him.
I'll bet he doesn't miss all the snowstorms in the winter.
Yes, he does. He still misses that. Yes, he does. As a matter of fact, we went back and I met his family for his sister's wedding last year in November, mm-hmm. and I was cold. They were all in shorts and t-shirts, and they were comfortable. I was freezing. Partner-wise, that's my partner 4 years, Jim yeah. Crawford. I have a wonderful, great friends that I'm usually out with. John Pace, Susan Hayes, Sherry Harrell, Ronnie, Stella, Dee Dee. I mean, I can go on. I mean, as a matter of fact, on my MySpace profile, I actually put a slideshow of about 45 of my closest friends.
Wow.
Because of the fact that I wanted to, and a friend of mine said, no, that's supposed to be all about you. I said, no, this is actually a tribute to all my friends because I wanted to thank them for all that they've done for me
mm-hmm.
and for just being a friend. I mean, sometimes being a friend is just being someone that picks up a phone and calls and says, hey, how's your day? And that's being there true. For you when yes. you have a bad day and you're crying or whatever, that's what they're there for.
Yep.
And I have a great, great amount of friends that I love and I thank every day that I do have them.
And I think having that many good friends is also a reflection on you and your personality. So that says something about you. I'm going to enjoy seeing you out and about. In fact, you've got a show coming up, don't you?
Yes, I do. It's actually this coming Friday. December 29th, 2006.
Mm-hmm.
The name of it is actually a name that I have done once before when I was Mr. Throat Curse Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it takes just a little bit of sparkle. We're revisiting the whole sparkle thing again.
Okay.
The thing with my show on Friday is that I'm actually going to try to share my love for sparkle with everyone that performs and everyone that's there at the bar with me. And it is at Tony's Corner Pocket, 817 West Dallas, from 8 to 10 p.m., benefiting Legacy Community Health Services Body Positive and AFH Camp Hope programs through Coronation 23.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tony's Corner Pocket is really becoming the place to have a show here lately.
Tony has done, it was formerly Keys West.
Mm-hmm.
Tony took it over. It's now called Tony's Corner Pocket and has done an absolutely phenomenal job with doing different remodeling inside,
yes.
rearranging the chairs and everything. And they made a fabulous stage. It's probably about 2.5, maybe 3 feet off the ground now.
Yeah, I saw it.
It's a great stage.
I didn't see it finished. I saw it.
It is now
finished.
Done.
Yes, I heard.
And it has ledges on the side for cocktails if you want to sit up close to the bar.
Oh, nice.
And they've done a great amount of remodeling on the bar, and I'm really impressed with how it's looking.
Good.
It's a nice bar. As a matter of fact, we were there last night for a show,
mm-hmm.
and that was technically the first time that we had actually gotten to perform on the new stage since it's been completely done. And it, of course, it's a little higher up off the ground, and it's kind of one of those things. It's like, oh, how close can I get?
But
I really do like what he's done with the bar.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a double duty kind of bar because
mm-hmm.
he allows a lot of groups to come in and do fundraising shows, and then he has male dancers later on in the evening.
Yes, they come on usually about 11-ish or
yeah.
so, and
by that time, all the shows are over with.
Some of them, all I can say is Whataburger. Go back to Whataburger.
I attended a show there a week or so ago and stayed for the dancers too, and you're correct.
Mm-hmm.
However, Christopher, is there anything else you'd like our audience to hear?
I would like to go ahead and give out the dates and everything for coronation events that we have coming up.
Please do.
Our Coronation 23 is all being held at the Marriott West Loop over by the Galleria. On January 19th, we have our in-town show at EJ's. I believe the start time is about 8-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, on January 20th, we have our out-of-town show and bus tour that is all out of the hotel, starting at 7. And then about 9:30, we all load up on buses and go to the various bars here in Montrose.
Mm-hmm.
and kind of torment them for a couple of hours, and then go back to the hotel for hospitality. And then, of course, Saturday the 21st, 2007, we have Coronation 23. Doors open at 6, and the ball begins at 7. And it's a fun, festive night of glamour, glitz, jewels, and...
Big jewels and big hair and big crowns and...
Big everything.
Big everything, yeah, that's
if
right.
If you've never been in a ballroom where you see crowns and jewels, walk into the ballroom and there's all kinds of sparklies. And
that's
for
right.
me, I love sparklies, and I can get really blindsided when I see a beautiful crown. It's like... What was I thinking about?
Yes, exactly.
What was I saying?
And for folks out there, if you've ever seen jewelry, you thought, oh, no, I couldn't wear that. It's too big.
It's never too
we'll
big.
We'll show you bigger. We'll show you bigger. Lots of sparklies, yes. So we're all looking forward to that. And good luck in your election.
Thank you very much.
There's no such thing as too much sparkly jewelry.
That's right. That's
no, there's
right.
not.
There's never too. There's never enough. Chris, do we have a piece of music to go to?
Yeah, I got a piece for you.
I'm sure you do. Christopher, thank you for being on After
Thank you for
Hours.
Having me here.
You bet.
And
hope to hear. I want to, before we go to the music, I want to make public, and I'll do this probably with the other two candidates, invite who I want to invite Reese's to do a monthly segment on this show. I would love to have a monthly segment with Reese's coming in and talking about the different charities and the different fundraisers that are going on, just to get the word out.
Definitely can help you work on getting that to be done. It definitely would be a fun thing to come up here and do that.
Yes, I think so too. So, Chris, take it away. Oh boy.
I'm not a real girl. With Christmas upon us, it's time to be honest. Follow my dreams and faith. A life of delusion and gender confusion that no longer will be the case.
I never wanted army men or basketballs. I only wanted pantyhose and Barbie dolls. And dressing up in mother's loving. My whole life I've been feeling only feminine. It always seems so useless trying to be a man. Ghost of Christmas past. But now it feels like the very first time. Cause it's gonna be the very first time that Christmas feels right to me. And I know that I'm looking good, just like a real girl should. It's my first Christmas as a woman. Yeah, I thought the reconstructed all my genitals. And now I'm waiting underneath the mistletoe for a guy who can love a girl like me. I took the hormones and I got my breath. This season's gonna be the best to me. I won't have to tuck it behind me. Since I got my brand new vagina, it's my first Christmas as a woman. Chop it off, chop it off, chop it off. My penis, chop it off. It's no use to me. Cut it off, chop it off, chop it off. My penis, cut it off. So I can finally be a woman. Because I made my goal to be a post-operative transsexual. Now I am a pretty lady. And now it feels like the very first time. Cause it's gonna be the very first time that Christmas feels right to me.
Christmas surprise that will make your spirits rise. I think back on the times when you've always been there for me. You did the thinking for me. I owe you so much that it's hard to repay you for all the good times. And I won't forget you this year. It's Christmas time for my penis. I know I have let you down when you just needed a hand. When I was uncertain, you showed me that I am a man. I owe you so much that it's hard to repay you for all the good times. And I'm going to give you the joy that you've earned this year, pal. It's Christmas time for my penis. A hat? A monocle? Blow up doll? A lap dance? I owe you so much that it's hard to repay you for all the good times. It's Christmas time for my penis. I know you've been feeling down, all pent up, it's so hard to breathe. You'll get the attention you need. I love you so much that it's hard to repay you for all the good times. We'll get whores and pornography your special holiday, pal. It's Christmas time for my penis.
Envelope sent by a dope. Don't know address. This one the last. What does it say? district and smells like perfume and stinks up the room. The canaries in the vision pool of night. Costumes are singing in the vision pool of night. On we send, there is no wind. Rain, snow, or sleet, we're on the beat.
All on we send, there is no wind. Rain, snow, or sleet, we're on the beat.
No one is
home.
A different kind of drummer boy than you're used to in our community.
Yeah, who was that?
Tori Amos.
No kidding.
From the
another
CD?
Friend of the communities.
I thought she was a member of the community.
No.
Oh. Tori Amos?
Tori Amos. She got her start by singing and playing piano in gay bars.
Oh. You said drummer?
Yeah, I was a different kind of drummer boy. A little drummer boy that's from the CD You Slay Me.
Yes.
Before that, we had a double shot of D.C. Anderson.
Yes.
With Up on a Mayberry Housetop.
Uh-huh.
Followed by the UPS Bell Chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And before that was a double shot of the Vandals, My First Christmas as a Woman, and Christmas Time for My Penis.
Yes, that's my favorite. That is my favorite.
You're listening After Hours. Queer Radio.
Oh, very queer.
Very queer. Very, very much for that.
If
attitude.
You've been listening for the last 15, 20 minutes, it's very queer. Very queer.
19
minutes. Yeah, when you play Christmas songs like My First Christmas as a Woman, Christmas Time for My Penis.
Yeah.
Homo Christmas. Yeah. Anytime you can have a Christmas song that features the line "sticking candy canes up each other's butts."
Yes, you know. Yes, you are listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude right here on good old listener sponsored Gulf Coast,
commercial free, listener sponsored, commercial free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
That would be KPFT Houston.
It said that somewhere in there.
I know.
Oh, gee.
I think he's fucking to become the world's fastest talker.
I know. You notice that? I mean, he's got that thing down pat.
I practiced that. It's weird. I practiced it enough times.
You must.
And just to go through it, and then they throw something else in, and that screwed me up.
Yeah, well, I will.
Remember that bald guy who used to do it on TV, the commercial?
Jim Schiff, something like that.
Mitzelflick, whatever. Yeah.
She's not a lesbian, but she slept with enough gay men.
Who's this?
Judy Garland.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
She supported the community in a different way.
Yes.
Yeah, she became a surrogate.
Stop. And her daughter followed in her footsteps.
Yeah, I want to marry a man just like my mom did.
Hey.
Where?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Okay, so we're going to hear some more music, aren't we?
Yeah, because, you know, Max isn't calling.
Oh, okay.
ICOH isn't here. And yeah, I hadn't thought about this song, but I had to borrow my dad's truck tonight to come in town, mm-hmm. and he had on a station there's two stations that are playing all Christmas music.
Well, 99, Sunny 99 has been playing it since the weekend before Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Well, that's one he had on there.
Every version of O Come All Ye Faithful and Jingle Bells that could possibly have
been. Yeah, you think we'd have a better version of O Come All Ye Faithful for our community.
He's looking under the Go-Go Boys and various and sundry others.
The song's but the same. The song's
of course,
different.
We will be playing Venus Envy, the traditional after-hours Christmas music.
I think we've already played that, too.
Venus Envy. I'll Be a Homo for Christmas and Rhonda the Red-Nosed Lesbian.
Played them already. Dear.
Well, okay.
We actually did when you were here. But I heard, Feliz Navidad came on. I was like,
yes.
We haven't played that. We need to play a Spanish song. And as I remembered, we have a version of Feliz Navidad.
Yes, we do.
On the Broadway.
Is this by Elvez, or...?
No, I don't see that one.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, hold on, is that on that
thing? That's on JD's.
I don't have a JD CD thing.
Oh, okay.
Well, didn't they sing on Elton's? Hold on, let me see if I can get one that's more closer. Okay, we'll play Elvez, are they...?
He?
Okay. He's queer, the other one just played in Queer Broadway.
There you go.
So we'll bump...
Who?
Daphne Rubin Vega.
Don't even know him.
Her.
Don't even know her.
You love the movie she was in.
Which one?
Rent.
Oh.
Mimi from Rent.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
We were going to play Home from the Holiday CD, Broadway Cares. I need to go to two on that one.
I have that one.
Instead, we're going to play Elvez and their version of Feliz Navidad.
There we go.
Hey, why don't we just play them both and see which one you like better?
We may even do that.
We got time. We got time to burn.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Click.
Feliz Navidad. Maybe I'll just lie low.
Maybe I'll hit the bars.
Maybe I'll count the stars until the dawn.
Yeah, girl. Me, I will go on.
Hey, maybe I'll settle down.
Oh,
what do you think?
All right, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe I'll just leave town.
Maybe I'll have some fun.
And maybe I'll meet someone and make them mine.
$20 for that red dress you have.
Oh, please. I don't have any use for it anymore. You can be an elf. Where can I wear it?
Right. Hey, I've got some stuff I can let you have.
I'd love it. Does it have a G-string?
I think we could work that out.
I think so, too.
Well, ladies, final touches.
I just can't believe
it. Group hug? I don't know.
Yeah. I'm devastated. Hello?
You're devastated?
Yes, I am.
Well, we will see each other again. This is not the end of us.
Don't leave me.
Don't leave me.
Don't leave me. Love is forever.
RuPaul, mm-hmm. Hard Candy Christmas.
I heard you say that was Mervin Mel- Merlin's favorite.
It's one of them, yes.
I'll get the name right. I've only known the man how long, I don't know.
How long have I been on the show, Jimmy?
I know. And before that, we heard...
Temptress with White Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
No, really, how long have I been on the show?
God, I don't know.
It's hard if I remember how long he's been on the show.
Yeah.
And before that was Elvis with Feliz Navidad.
Yes, it was. Right now, we've got David in the talk studio with us. David is a regular here, part of the After Hours crew. He's the one who usually answers the phones or brings me coffee and Diet Coke and makes sure that... my whistle is wetted.
And I just wanted to say that I've been with Jimmy now 3 years here at After Hours. I came on board December the 20th, 2003, when we were doing a Face for Radio tour.
Oh, that's
at
right.
At Club O.
That's right.
It's just been a great experience for me to be here with Jimmy and Chris, and I love both of them, and Bobby and Robert and everybody here.
David, thank you. That was really sweet. You told me earlier today that this was your third anniversary, and I can't remember what it was like without you here.
And I also, on December the 31st, I made a New Year's resolution that I would be down here. If Jimmy can be here, I can do a little bit and be here to help him any way I can.
Thank you. Thank you. And you have, and you do, every week. And I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
So you have any special plans for the holidays?
We're just getting together with relatives in mm-hmm. the neighborhood and going to Christmas Eve services tomorrow evening.
Oh, very nice.
Very, very nice. Small Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Good. good. What other folks doing for Christmas this year? Because I know mine is going to be very different than what I'm used to. I'll be spending it. I mentioned earlier that my friend Judy Reeves is convalescing at my apartment, and so she and I will be spending Christmas together.
Yeah, it'll be a different type of Jimmy Stewart movie for you. Instead of A Wonderful Life, it'll be Rear Window.
Funny you should mention that, yes. We were, Judy and I went to a show at the BRB, and of course she's in a wheelchair because the foot surgery, she can't put any weight on one foot. So if she's going anywhere for any length of time, rather than using the walker, she uses a wheelchair. And so I had her ensconced in a corner at the BRB where she could watch the show and everything, and Chris said, oh my God, just give her binoculars and it's like Rear Window.
Except I think Jimmy Stewart was younger.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah, come down here and kick my ass.
Yeah, well.
And at that event.
As soon as her foot heals, she will.
I certainly know what it's like to be in a wheelchair for half a year.
Yep.
And
yep.
At that event, Jimmy picked up the Danny Villa Award on behalf of the Colt 45s for his work with them.
You know, there are two awards that I consider two of the highest honors that this community can bestow. One was the Dennis Spencer Award that I won. Dennis Spencer Award given out by the Houston Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Political Caucus. And the Danny Villa Award, because I knew both of these men. Actually, I knew Dennis, and I knew of Danny Villa. He didn't know me, but I knew him because I remember all those many, many years ago when he was the first one to, one of the first ones to step up and start raising money for AIDS by putting boxes in bars and businesses, and he'd come through once a week to collect the money for the needy. And I was quite honored. There was a lot of very worthy people who were nominated for that award, and I'm quite honored. It's sitting home in a place of honor right now. And Chris, what are you doing for Christmas?
Oh, spending with the family.
Nice.
I was out today doing all my Christmas shopping.
Something I haven't had a chance to do much of.
Well, you know, gift cards are easy to do.
Yes.
A couple days before.
Yes.
Yeah, the funny thing is my mother told me, I asked my mom, what do you want for Christmas? And she kept forgetting to tell me. And finally she said, you know, I could go use one of those massage therapy sessions.
Ooh, yeah.
So I went and got her one. And I told her, I said, but one requirement on this, I'm not paying for the happy ending. That would just be too wrong for me to buy her happy ending.
Oh, you did not say that to your mother.
Yes, I did.
It's well, not know, that kind of massage.
Well, you know, considering the fact the other idea I had for what to get her for Christmas was the fact that several years ago when my brothers and I were going to go out to Bizarre Bazaar, she mentioned that since we're going there to look for a certain
toy.
Appliance.
Okay.
Yeah, toy would involve not including batteries.
Oh, I see.
I said, if you saw this, pick one up for me. And then brought one out and said, here's what it looks like.
Oh, my.
And I saw one of them recently.
Yes.
And, you know, I was thinking about getting it, but it made a whole new meaning to the term stocking stuffer. But see, it would also break her other rule, because, you know, the big joke at my family is whenever the kids get the gift at Christmas, something requires batteries.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll look at her and go, do you have any batteries? And she'll go, no!
Well, you know,
I come from a loving, weird family.
You know the six most feared words at Christmas time.
What?
Batteries not included.
Yes.
Some assembly required.
There we go.
That's what the beauty is with gift cards.
Yeah, they say some assembly required. No, what they mean is complete assembly required.
Of course. Oh, what I have in there? Oh, that's right, I have that.
Merlin, what are you doing for the holiday season.
For the whole season?
Well...
Or the day.
As a pagan, I know you're not doing, you know, you're not big on...
My coven's supposed to be having a Yule party at some point.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool. We'll get around to it.
What do you
I'm supposed to make the spice cider.
Ooh. What do you do at a Yule party?
Same stuff you do at a Christmas party, only you're not celebrating the birthday of that happy little...
Okay.
...boy who wasn't born in December.
Well, if you pagans wouldn't have had such a happening event at the end of December, that Roman emperor wouldn't have stolen your day.
Yeah, yeah. You know...
For those of you who don't know, that's the true story.
Yes, it is.
I was just introduced to a candy called Divinity.
Mm-hmm.
And... And all I have to say about that is I've known a few Divinity students who weren't nearly so pure. Anyhow.
Ooh.
But... Let's see, what do we do? Well, we're having a... We're probably...
Sweet.
Hey, try talking without your mouth full.
Why? You don't.
Enough of my sex life.
Are you eating Divinity as we speak?
Yes. Well, anyhow. I don't know, we're probably... Oh, and on Christmas Day, I'm going over to a friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
Who lives, like, on the other side of creation from here.
Ooh.
Out where the deer and the redneck roam.
Oh, you're going to Beaumont.
Pasadena?
Not quite that true.
Oh.
Closer to Baytown Channel View.
Oh, that okay.
Kind of thing.
On Bellevue.
Yeah.
Emphasis on the Bellevue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Careful.
Nobody's mounted that one for years.
Careful.
Bellevue. Yeah. It's amazing how that name wanders across the country.
Isn't
my
it
neck
now?
Of the woods, Bellevue is the name of a psych ward.
Yes.
Anyhow, but I don't know. It's we're having parties. I've been hanging out with friends, you mm-hmm. know, trying to get into this holiday spirit and thankful that I'm alive to celebrate it.
You're absolutely right. Robert?
You just have to remember that we're in Texas. In Texas, we don't have a hospital that's devoted to that. We have an entire town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Robert, what are you doing for the season?
I'm working.
Oh. Oops.
I'm giving TB injections all day.
No kidding.
That's hot. Oh, yeah. Only you could think giving a shot would be hot.
TB
I wanted to stab a few men in the butt. Not necessarily with a hypodermic.
Yeah, who's questioning TB?
Huh?
I'm not questioning TB.
I just heard somebody say TB injections.
Yeah, you're giving people TB? What?
No.
Not injections of TB.
I'm giving them medications that's supposed to help them get over it.
Oh, okay. Where are you doing this?
In their ass.
Oh, hey, if only I could be so lucky. No, actually, my patients are all over the city.
Oh.
He's giving him a shot in the arm for Christmas.
I'll be seeing more police officers than I care to mention.
Ooh.
As I travel zigzagging all across the city.
Well, let's see it.
If any of them are still looking to fill their quotas for the month of December, I'll probably get dozens of tickets for it.
Oops.
He's given his job two things for Christmas.
Yes.
One... He's working on a holiday, and two? His two-week
night. My two-week night.
Oh, my.
I love that.
I've told him that I have had enough.
Really?
Yes. So if anybody out there knows of a good position for an LVN to take up, you know, please give us a call at KPFT.
713-526-5738. 713-KPFT.
And fortunately, position for an LVN, you know, those beds are highly adjustable.
Oh. Yes, they are.
Ooh.
And, of course, we still need funds, too. We're looking for $55,000 by January 31st.
We are?
To make a down payment on our new transmitter.
Where's that?
You mean to say that Jimmy Carper didn't get that notice in the mail?
No, because we're not crazy enough to keep paying. I stopped paying years ago.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, I got a notice in the mail today saying that KPFT was begging once again for funds. We're doing an upgrade on our transmitter. It's $110,000.
Uh-huh.
We need the first $55,000 by January 31st.
Damn.
In order to boost our signal up to the 100,000 watt level.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know it was going to cost more money.
So if I get a CD player with a radio in it,
yes,
you mean I might actually be able to get this station while standing outside the building?
Possibly. Well, you know, right now we're only putting out 24,000 watts.
Well, that seems to be enough. I mean,
people have been putting out a lot
more than
that in
the city.
and
hear it.
Well, one of the things it's going to do is my little spiel that I give at the top of the hour.
Yes,
I'm going to have to change it because once we get the new transmitter, we won't be broadcasting 89.5 in Galveston.
That's true.
We'll be 90.1 in Galveston.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And the MBBs will have a chance of hearing us again.
There we go.
So.
I love this time of year.
All right, let's go back to some music.
Okay.
You wouldn't happen to have that song we were talking about earlier, would you? Pretty Paper?
No.
Yeah. No.
Darn.
Well,
I love
those
melancholy, depressing Christmas songs.
Well, we've got plenty
of
it.
It's one of my favorite songs.
That'll be the next group. We'll do all the choir stuff.
Okay.
But, you know, when you think of Christmas in Houston, you think of a tuna Christmas, but we don't have anything of tuna Christmas, so I'll just play some women's music.
How can he not have tuna Christmas?
This is not queer enough. They're not out.
And he didn't hear my joke I made.
Whatever.
Since we don't have tuna, I'm going to play women.
Gotcha.
You're just ignoring me.
Under the heading, he heard you.
All right, who in this group is up for fish at this hour of the morning?
Not I.
I'll take the chips.
Yeah, there we go.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons, blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet hustle by. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. And there he sits, all alone on the sidewalk. Hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop, better not. Much too busy. You better hurry. My, how time does fly. And in the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love you. Pretty ribbons of blue. Oh, pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
Okay, let's take it from the top, girls. One, two, three, four. On Colin, on Clifton, on Margot, on Vincent. Okay, all you little flaming elves, it's time to sing our Christmas song. We're going to South Beach, so put on your stockings and show me your thongs. Snap your fingers. Marvelous. Now clap your hands.
That's just peppy.
Santa Claus is a Girl.
That's new in this year.
By Too Sporty Shorty.
Mm-hmm.
And the Little Gay Elves. Before that, Willie Nelson singing Pretty Paper.
Yes, and I played that for two reasons. One, it's Merlin's favorite. And number two, about almost 10 years ago, Pansy Division revived an old song called Cowboys Are Frequently Secretly Fond of Each Other. And Willie Nelson...
Just recently did it.
Did that this year, as a matter of fact.
Jimmy had no idea that Pretty Paper had been done years and years ago.
Yeah, I only remember the Willie Nelson version, but I guess somebody like Andy Williams must have done it prior. I guess because Willie's is such a unique cover that... I take that as the original, you know, and judge all others by it.
One of the things about that is you almost know that it's an old... Because you don't... Just by the words of the song, you know it has to be pretty old. Because of all the things that you see people selling on a street corner these days, you know, all the, you know, down-and-out-of-luck folks who try to sell things on street corners, you don't see a lot of people selling pencils and paper.
No.
You know, so...
No.
That's a very earlier than 70s kind of thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Wow. Oh, and before that we had...
Well, I tried to play Jan Barlow's O Sodomy, but it didn't play.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jill Sobel, Merry Christmas to the Family.
Mm-hmm.
And Joan Baez, Away in a Manger.
Ah, yes. Ah, yes.
Love Joan Baez.
Yes, I do, too.
Somebody owes me a Joan Baez CD.
Yeah, so we were going to be... Normally, we play her in a couple of weeks for her birthday, but got her in early. Oh, I know who that is.
She's a classic.
I told him to call back. Is it?
Who is it?
No, it's Big Roy.
That's what I thought.
That's who we... That's who he told
the ghost of Christmas Past is here.
Hello, Big Roy.
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
Wonderful. Sorry you're not with us.
Oh, I am too. But I called specifically so that I could say Merry Christmas to all you guys, to you and Chris and David and Bobby and Robert. I miss y'all so much.
Miss you too.
I'm just going to break down and cry.
Please don't.
Nah.
You have a Christmas card in the After Hours box.
I do?
You do?
It's not a prisoner.
It's not a prisoner?
No. Well, they live in Utah, so it's their own private prison.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Chris, you know, I saw something very interesting on VH1 this past week.
I doubt it, but try.
Well, you know how the paparazzi are always following people around?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, heartthrobs Matthew McConaughey?
Yes.
And Lance Armstrong?
Yes. Lance Armstrong?
The paparazzi was around?
Lance Armstrong?
Yeah, they've been sharing each other's clothing and...
And lip locking.
What?
And the guy who denied it to the hilt and everything else from Saturday Night Fever, John Travolta.
Yes,
John Travolta.
He was in a lip lock with another guy, unaware that the paparazzi was around.
No kidding.
Now, it's one thing to do is, you know, play gay in the movies. But when you don't think that the paparazzi is around and you got a lip lock, honey, I don't think that's...
That takes you out of the category of gay for pay.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Now,
if you're a famous person and you don't know that paparazzi? There's paparazzi somewhere, you really haven't been famous long enough.
Well, now you know...
They're everywhere.
But you know who they haven't caught?
Who?
Clay Aikens.
Oh, yes, they have.
Oh, God, they don't need to. Everybody knows.
He was seen with his boyfriend's head on his shoulder in an airport.
Are you kidding? He's already openly admitted it in interviews.
Clay Aiken?
Yes.
No, he hasn't.
Oh, yes, he has.
No, he hasn't. He made a big old fuss on TV about not being
date.
Not 6 weeks ago, I read an interview he did where he openly admitted that that was his boyfriend that was on his shoulder.
Mm. Really?
And he used the term boyfriend.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, it's about time.
You know?
That's only 6 months too late.
But not the one he swapped DNA on a dish rag with, was it?
What?
Well.
And as far
the guy who he supposedly met online and did a webcam show with and met with him in person, the guy supposedly cleaned up afterwards using this wash rag. So he's got Clay Aiken's DNA to prove that it was him he had sex with.
Oh, please.
Oh, nice.
And as far as John Travolta goes,
yes,
there's a reason he likes being in the cockpit.
Woo!
Ouch. Well, gives a whole new meaning to flying the friendly skies.
Yeah, does it ever.
And remember, he owns that jet.
He does love flying high.
He does love that. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
What really surprised me, though, was Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. Why?
He was just helping Lance make sure he didn't have a relapse.
Oh, right.
Relapse, yeah.
So that's fantastic.
At Christmas time, I'd love to unwrap that package.
So that's why,
is that what that was?
So that's why Lance broke up with Cheryl.
No, that's
well,
not why.
He went through a different musician, you know. Yeah. Rather than, you know, acoustic guitar on the stage, he went with a guy who plays bongos naked in the backyard.
Well. And apparently the skin flute. Anyhow.
Or the mouth organ.
The mouth.
Did you catch him playing with those bolos again?
Well, if you can beat it. If you can blow it or beat it, you belong in the band.
There you go.
And also, with all this lip locking going on, I don't think that qualifies them as being straight.
Do you know that, on a side note to musical things, that I've actually thought about this because, you know, I have way too much time on my hands, that almost every culture on the planet has come up with similar instruments. Every culture seems to have at least one stringed instrument of some variety.
Yes.
And every culture has a drum of some kind.
Every one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
because everyone's into either beating or plucking.
Yeah, there you go. And or blowing, because, you know, almost every culture has
a
flute.
If you can beat it, pluck it, or blow it.
There you go.
There you go.
There's a reason they call them woodwinds.
Wood or woody winds?
That's right.
Or would that have, would
you
that
use your wind to make
winds?
It wood? Yes.
Say again?
Would that be wood winds or woody winds? Anyhow.
What's the difference?
Not a whole lot.
No.
I mean, it can be used as a vowel or it can be used as a consonant.
One of these days I'll learn to blow that syrinx that somebody gave me as a gift.
Oh, God knows, I hope not.
The what?
The pan pipes.
Oh.
You know, the...
Yes.
You know, you see a lot of Guatemalan bands with those things.
Yes.
Well, the real name for them is the syrinx.
Oh.
Yeah, well,
but they're also called the pan pipes because that's a lot easier to pronounce.
Tell me.
And Pan is famous for having played the god Pan. One story about Pan is that he scared the Titans away by playing his pipes so loud that it frightened them.
Goodness.
And they ran away in a battle between the Olympians and the Titans.
And the walls of Jericho came falling down.
All down, yeah, yes, something like that.
There is that. So, Big Roy, I've asked everybody else, what are you doing for Christmas?
What am I doing for Christmas? Working.
Oh.
That is a recurring
thing. Double on Christmas.
Wow, you and Robert both.
So, apparently I have a Scrooge for a boss.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Just be thankful you have a boss.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, for how long were you unemployed while you were fighting this illness?
Okay.
It's called counting your blessings at this joyous
time. Right, but you're not too much of a good thing.
Count your blessings instead of sheep.
What good thing?
So what are you doing for Christmas?
There are other things you could do with sheep, but I think that's illegal in most states.
As he quickly changes the subject.
Yes. we've all answered that question.
I don't know. It depends on who responds to my ad.
Oh.
On biggercity.com?
Oops.
Oops.
That one hasn't been updated.
I'm enjoying Craigslist lately.
Are you now?
Craigslist?
I'm about the only gay man in Houston that hasn't been to Craigslist.
Yeah, well,
I don't own a computer. I don't play on them, so okay, I've never been there.
Okay. It's interesting.
Yeah. Last time I heard, you don't play much at all.
Yeah, anything. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Ooh,
he gets as much play as the Houston Texans.
Whoa,
a lot of fumbling, no receptions,
yeah,
and no scoring.
Absolutely no scoring.
Yeah, well,
you know, if it, you know, you tell them you're good right up until you tell a well, first they see the way I'm dressed. If that doesn't scare them, then you tell them that you're HIV positive, and they all cringe.
Cringe, that's it.
You know.
It's all over with.
And it's like...
Yeah, and then when they find out that he can actually put his foot over his head...
I do have talents.
You know, then they go, excuse me?
Wow. I do have the ability to do this number.
Don't you need to do, you know, something else with that in order to make it pump?
It's an extra large pump, you know.
There you go.
He has the old-fashioned kind installed, not the one you just a little squeeze ball, you know. It's got the old-fashioned...
Well, since he's a top, that's a rather wasted trick.
Not necessarily.
And
that depends on
call.
How you're doing things.
We have another phone call.
Okay, I'm going to let you go because I got company coming in.
Okay, take care, Big
Somebody
Roy.
Somebody cares about Roy.
Bye. always good to hear from Big Roy.
Hey, there we go.
Yes.
Hi, Ryan.
Oh, get him on the air.
How can I help you?
Yeah, we know how you want to help him. Put him on the air, damn it.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you. Would you like to go on the air with us?
You better want to get on the air with us.
Come on, Ryan.
I will not take no for an answer. We haven't heard from you. And
gotcha.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, it's Ryan.
Yeah, we got that.
Where the hell have you been?
I've been living my life. I was actually in Prairie View going to school for a while.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I decided against that. I'm going to Sam Houston.
Okay.
In January.
Okay.
But other than that, I've just been, you know.
I bet you stuck out a little at Prairie View.
Pardon me?
I think you stuck out a little bit at Prairie View.
Yeah. Being a
whiter than white boy,
white liberal,
blonde.
In a very black conservative Christian town, yeah.
The nicest thing they called you was oppressor, probably.
Jeez.
Wow. I mean,
it's been one heck of a time there. I've learned to hate rap even more. Actually, I don't like rap anymore at all.
You mean they haven't made you an honorary brother yet?
No.
You know, without saying any words I'm not supposed to say, I have actually been inducted into that club.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I was... and actually, one of the reasons I left is I didn't really feel free to be myself on that campus.
Sure.
No, really?
Yeah. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it shocked me, too. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, yeah, you think of a college campus is a bit more liberal than the general population, but so, sometimes it isn't.
So not
actually,
to feel...
you know what? For the general population of black society, that was more liberal.
Oh.
And that's frightening.
Yeah.
So, I know of a few instances where I know it was much more liberal.
Wow.
So, Ryan.
So, it's Sam Houston State. What are you going to be when you grow up?
Forensic scientist.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I can so CSI see you in that line of work.
CSI,
I really can.
Man.
You've
CSI.
Got the brain for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Ooh, thank you.
You really do have the brain.
Yes, and the body.
And you've got the body for other things.
Oh.
Well, if he runs across George Eads.
Ooh.
By the way.
Yes, indeed.
Give me a phone call in a heartbeat. Let me know where you're at.
That's right. You both would be very snackish.
Speaking of which.
Yes.
Sugar Plum. Are we going to see you back this way sometime before I run out of T-cells?
Yes, you will. Actually, you're going to see me before I go to Sam Houston.
Good.
Couldn't do it this Friday. I was actually working.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm Friday. The show's Saturday nights.
Yeah.
This is Saturday,
you know
though.
I mean. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I was actually working tonight. I'm losing days. That's how much I've been working.
Wow.
Yeah, it's internet sports broadcasting.
Ooh.
Yeah, does that match my personality or what? Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah. It's a job.
It's a job.
It's a job. I've gotten to know a lot about broadcasting sports over the internet.
Mm. And how to handle a ball.
How to handle jock straps.
and bats.
And bats and balls and things. And
yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Can you need anyone to help you with the interviews in the locker room?
Well, no. You see, I sit in a server farm.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
That sounds exciting.
I wish.
You don't actually get to see their balls.
You don't actually get to see the servers either.
No, I just get to basically listen. That's it. Yeah. Just listen.
Okay.
Oh, how boring is that?
Unfortunately, the only serve he gets to see isn't on a tennis court.
No.
No. No.
Oh, well.
Poor baby.
Yeah. Those shorts.
I'm sure you're just as beautiful as ever, so.
I'd like to think so. I'm actually going to yoga now.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Can you put your foot behind your neck?
And so this conversation comes full circle.
No, not yet. I'm working on it, though.
Good.
Oh, there's a talent I want to see you pull off in person.
Oh, this reminds me. I actually found my old dungaree pants.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Everybody remembers those.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
You're going to come up here and model those for us?
If I can still fit into them.
What do you mean? Yeah.
It's not like I've gotten bigger or anything. I just haven't worn them for so long. I don't know.
Well, we'll help you stuff into them.
Okay.
We'd all love to help you stuff.
And just for general... And well, just for the general reference, I still currently, if for the moment, live in the same apartment.
Okay. I think I remember where that is. Oh. It's only been, what, over a year now?
Oh, poor baby. Like, your memory's that bad. Please.
Ron's
got a memory like a steel trap.
KPFT's full of slippery individuals. I'm sure we can give you a little oil around here.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
The visuals that I've been having the last 5 minutes.
Lubricant!
You guys are incorrigible.
Thank you.
No.
We aim to please and we please to aim.
We're not only incorrigible, we're encourageable.
I knew that was coming.
Then why did you prime the pump?
So to speak.
Just to hear you say it. Yeah.
So what are you doing for Christmas?
God, I miss you.
What am I doing for Christmas? Well...
He's working, too.
Actually, here's a big news flash for you guys.
Yeah.
Guess what? I'm married.
Really?
Say what?
Well, good for you.
Yes, really? I know. I can just see Bobby's face right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bobby, you can come back to us.
Yeah, I'm still here. Don't worry. You haven't completely broken my heart yet.
No. His name is John. He's a little Jewish atheist boy.
Ooh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Jewish atheist. Now, there's a combination.
Stanley is close to that.
Yeah.
All of the
Jewish,
guilt, but none of the religion.
Yeah.
None of the dishes.
Yeah.
But I'm actually going up to his parents' place for Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's today.
So how long have you two been?
For... A few months, actually.
Good for you.
And we were together for about a year before we ever got hitched. And we did it as a hand fasting, Bobby.
Oh, very cool.
Yes, we did it as a hand fasting.
Cool.
I got to educate some people. And in a Unitarian congregation, no less.
Wow.
That rocks.
So, mm-hmm.
Yes, that
better
really
by the minute.
Does. I'm impressed.
Well, bring him along. There's enough to share.
Yeah.
So one of these days you'll have to drag him with.
Yeah.
He's, He for some reason has an aversion to the radio station. I don't know what it is. I keep on telling him, no, I'd rather stay home. What? but you're missing all my friends.
Yeah.
Maybe he's worried about my Roman hands.
Maybe he's heard the show before.
Maybe he has.
I know.
Well, I'm trying to get him there as a volunteer, you know, for the music library.
But
thing.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's actually a really big music head. He's an even bigger book head.
Wow.
He's such a nerd.
And Jimmy would be glad to help him out in the library.
I've helped so many others.
Your boyfriend should feel, well, at least in my case, should feel safe after all. I do have some standards, and one of them is I don't mess with married men.
Oh, stop.
Aww.
I do.
Hey, the last time
you still tease, you still flirt.
Oh,
fine.
Yeah.
And the next thing we'll hear from Merlin is that he doesn't mess with straight men either.
I do not. They're a waste of time.
You're so full of it.
Hey, come on, I've seen you do it.
I've been to Hollywood. I've seen him do it, too.
Okay, if they're hanging out at Hollywood, the list of straight people hanging out at Hollywood, please.
Tell me about Brian again.
Brian? Brian who?
Well, never mind.
All of this is happening, of course, on After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, on listener sponsor, commercial free Pacific Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at KPFT.org.
Breathe. Again.
Thank you. You got it in.
Nice segue.
Nice.
Very quickly done.
Hey, yes. You know, it's good to be versatile so you can get it in.
He's going to give himself an asthma attack one of these days. But
hey, Brian, you know about the station IDs, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
90.1 KPFT.
That's it.
Uh-huh. And so, how can we get you to do a plug for that on, you know, like, your internet sections?
Well,
get him the plug.
KPFT would have to be broadcasting a game, I think.
Oh. Honey, we really are.
I don't talk on those streams, unfortunately. I'm not a broadcaster.
I mean, this is like ESPN, you know, right now you got a little bit of Texas Hold'em. So you got four queens going after a jack.
Ooh. I heard he was a king.
Or in this case, a Ryan. Anyhow,
well, he lost his aces a long time ago.
Ooh.
You know, this pun could go on forever.
Yes, it could.
Keep milking it.
Good.
Please.
You're a married man now. I can't milk it.
That's something better to milk, but hey.
You're a married man now. I can't milk it.
I can come up with a medical procedure that, you know, allows me to do that.
But actually, you know,
I'm not just a doctor. I play one on the radio.
You know, in all honesty, though, I will say this on the radio, on record, that if you're happy and, you know, that makes me happy.
Absolutely.
You know?
I am.
Good.
As long as you're happy, that makes me happy, even if that leaves me, you know.
Yeah. He's just like me, really annoying.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, this could be interesting.
Wait a minute. Ryan... John, Smiley, and who else are we losing?
Oh, no.
All to the bonds of matrimony.
I know it. Gosh.
Well, yeah.
And everybody wonders why they think marriage is not bondage.
Actually, it was for us, literally. We had our hands tied together.
I'm familiar with the procedure.
Mm. Yeah, well,
I've officiated.
I mean,
this is why we call them hand passes.
We had a scoutmaster there. We had a scoutmaster, and he demonstrated his knowledge of knots.
How many different knots did he tie?
Like three or four.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was supposedly one that was impossible to get out of. I did anyway, but...
Of course you did. You're Ryan.
Yes, but it was... Wow.
Boy, it does have a very analytical brain.
Wow.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There's no such thing as... an unescapable knot.
Now, this Christmas seems to be the season of running into people I have not spoken to or seen in some time. This is just the icing on the cake of that event.
Because in the last 2 weeks, I have run into at least three people I haven't seen in years.
Even now, you still haven't bumped into him.
Hey, yeah, well, you know.
You know, maybe that's the goddess's gift to you, dear.
Yeah,
maybe that's what
maybe
it is.
Maybe so.
You know, maybe you're getting a gift.
Maybe I'm just being reminded to treasure the time that I have with the people that I
care about.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I could make a Star Trek reference right about there, you know.
Oh, yes. Spock and Kirk?
No, I was thinking more Picard and Saren.
Oh. Ooh.
The how does he put it? He preferred to think of time as a traveling companion or friend who goes along with us on the journey, reminding us to treasure every moment.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I love that. And,
I do too.
And no matter what else, I will always think of you as a dear and sweet friend who made all of our lives very interesting for the time that you were in it.
You bet.
Now you're going to make me all misty.
Oh.
Yeah, well.
Aww.
Well, if that's the only part that's getting wet.
If we can't make you wet, we'll make you misty.
You did.
And if that's the only part of you that's getting wet, we're in good shape.
Yeah, hello.
What did Bobby say? Incorrigible. Very incorrigible.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
We are nothing if not incorrigible.
Learned it from the best?
Yeah.
How enticing can we get?
Life is fun with a bunch of queens, you know?
Thank you. Thank you.
You've missed all the adventures of the last year.
Really, have I?
Between all the various hospital stays that certain people in this room have gone through.
Oh?
What are you talking about? In this room has only been you. I visit.
Wait a minute. I'm thinking of this whole studio as one room.
Yes.
Now.
Okay. You check in. You check in. You work there. Yeah. And I just visit.
Me and Jimmy have been making rounds. As you know, I've been in three times.
This has been our. I've just been in once.
He was in once, but it was a doozy.
He just goes for the sponge bath.
Yeah.
And Stanley won't pay for a proper whore for him to come over to play with Jimmy. So he's got to fake an illness so he can go in and get a sponge bath.
Yeah, I faked appendicitis, right.
Now, you leave those male nurses alone. Not all of them are gay.
That's right.
Yes, unfortunately, this is true.
I know.
The
other ones are even more of a disappointment.
As a result
you're straight and you're a nurse? My God.
As a result of his last hospital stay, I've now seen a side of Jimmy that no man has seen in years.
Ooh.
And unfortunately, Jimmy doesn't remember a moment of our visit.
No, I don't.
It was kind of fun. It's funny that he doesn't remember that, because believe me, I remember the encounter.
And we're giving him an injection where?
Yeah.
Ooh. And with what?
I was on drugs.
He was on some serious medication.
I was on morphine.
And it didn't require a change of batteries?
Oh. Yeah.
You guys. Morphine?
Yes, I was on morphine.
What are you getting yourself into?
No, it's what he was trying to get himself out of.
Oh, okay.
And it didn't always kill all the pain either.
No.
Really?
You know what I like about hand fastings?
It's good stuff, but it's been around forever?
Yeah.
Hand fastings, unless you're actually having the all the legal wedding stuff that kind of, you know, the legal paperwork that goes with it, or you know, everybody I've known who's actually been who's had a hand fasting and then had a hand parting when they took that year to decide whether it was going to be for life or not,
because
some traditions hold that, you know, after a year you decide, you know, okay, is this relationship still, you know, going on? Is it real? Is it still whatever?
Viable.
Is it still the love that it was a year ago when you met?
Paganism,
a year and a day kind of a thing. And most of the hand partings that I've seen have always been, have for the most part been quite amicable.
Good.
Which cannot be said about the American divorce system.
No.
No. And actually, John and I did the year and a day thing.
That's very cool.
Yeah. That's the nature of our hand fasting.
Wonderful. Cool.
I love it when people go with tradition.
Wonderful.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
I was kind of educating everybody on that particular tradition.
Yeah.
They didn't know what it was. These were... John's parents are Unitarian Universalists, and they didn't know anything about it. And they actually have religious education as Unitarian Universalists.
I used to be a Unitarian. I used to be Unitarian Universalist before I went full-on pagan.
Well, it's described in the Kabbalah, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. But I can't help but remember that line from a song that I have at home that goes, and my dad's a Unitarian, so his favorite question is why?
My favorite question.
I've noticed.
Yeah, you've noticed. That's why I'm Unitarian Universalist,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, God. Anyhow, it is good to hear from you.
Yeah, well, yeah. Merlin's favorite song these days is I Got Off, Go Home.
Oh, geez.
It would be if there were any truth to that statement. I haven't told anybody, I haven't been able to tell anybody to go home in quite some time because there hasn't been anybody to tell to go home.
Mm.
But well, oh well.
On that note, I am actually home now.
Yay.
So if I can find the time on Saturday, next Saturday, I'm going to make a stop by.
Please do.
Cool.
Please
do. When does the show start again?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, that's what I thought. I thought so.
Yeah, 0100 for those people who think on a 24-hour clock.
Yeah, 0100. You know, I still have my phone set to that 24-hour clock.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Not at all. It doesn't surprise me in the least.
It's a better time system, I guess.
Okay, well, Ryan.
Well, much love.
Much love and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Be
much
well.
Love.
Congratulations.
My best to the other half.
Listeners.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, let's go to some music. I'm sure you've got something queued up, right?
Oh, he's queued.
This would be you.
That would be skewed.
Skewed. I wish, but I was out shopping when he called. Oh, sorry.
Oops.
This is the first show in how long that he hasn't come to the studio and actually been three sheets in the wind?
Ooh,
that only happened twice since I came back from my suspension. Thank you.
Okay.
Click.
I must be in a weird mood because I can't believe it's not taking a gunpoint to get me to play this.
Choral music.
Wonders never cease. There really is a, there really is a Christmas miracle.
I mean, I played women earlier, not
yes,
playing
I know.
Horse music.
Hey, Chris, no Hava Nagila. I mean, excuse me, Hava Tequila.
I prefer the Hava Nagila, Have 2 Nagila, Have 3 Nagila. They're very small.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And if you know what that show's from, God, you're old.
Yeah. When I was young, my grandfather told me the story of Hanukkah. How about a band of Maccabees rose up against the oppressors who had desecrated the Holy Temple of Israel. And when they returned to reconsecrate the temple, they found one little bottle of oil, and they burnt it, and it burned for 8 days instead of for one. And I said to my grandfather, can that be true? And he said, of course it's true. It's a miracle. And I was very, very proud. When I was a child, I believed that the miracle of Hanukkah was about the oil burning for 8 days instead of for one. But it's not. The miracle is about a small band of believers rising up against their oppressors like Stonewall. When I was a child, I realized that I was different. First, because I was Jewish and I do not celebrate Christmas. Later, I realized I was different again because I'm a homosexual. My gay and lesbian friends say to me, sometimes they feel very unconnected to their families of origin at this time of year. And I'm very sad because I am very close to my family. But sometimes, at Christmas time, because I am Jewish and don't celebrate the holiday, I feel like I am missing something. But I'm not. I am proud of who I am as a Jew and as a homosexual. And my grandfather would say to each and every one of you, be proud of who you are and celebrate your differences. I hope you had a happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. Christmas Day.
As we're pouring over the Twix.
Was that your impression of the guy from Alvin and the Chipmunks?
No.
Okay. You know.
Let's see.
Like Alvin? Alvin.
Yeah, I know. So we played the Seattle Men's Chorus with My Grandfather.
Yes.
Followed by Music of Hanukkah. Then the Vancouver Men's Chorus of It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Gay Men's Chorus of L.A. They're out. Joy to the World. South Coast Choir coming out for Christmas. Heartland Men's Chorus, Din Don Merrily on High. And that last one was Capital City Men's Chorus with We Are Not Afraid to Love.
Yeah, I like that.
But the
couple of things going on that I missed earlier. Over at George, which is located at 617 Fairview.
Used to be Bricks.
Yep. The Lip Sync Divas show is always the second and fourth Saturday and the third Friday. And Tony's Corner Pocket. Please join us for our special New Year's Eve show on 12/31 at 10:30 p.m.
There's that club again.
Yeah, Tony's Corner Pocket, located at 817 West Dallas.
Unfortunately, it's not the kind of club you get to play with.
Yeah,
more like play in.
However, if you put your hands in the pockets, you might get to play with some balls.
And we also have to thank Tony's Corner Pocket for being crazy enough to buy the After Hours wreath last week at the Colt 45s event.
Yes, hey. As a matter of fact. Wasn't that sweet?
Very
yes.
Cool.
Yes. It had ribbons, different colored ribbons all over it.
We won the award for lowest bid, didn't we?
No.
Oh, my God, someone went for less than ours?
No, after you left, I bought two wreaths for $20 apiece.
Ah.
And I bought three all total.
You big spender, you.
Well.
Stanley wasn't in town yet. And they made fun of him about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Stephen Bunch announced over the loudspeaker. Stanley, Jimmy Stanley called and said, go ahead and spend all you want.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Know that would never happen.
I know it. I know it. Half the crowd got it. And half the crowd had no idea what was going on.
Any wreath that had any pink on it.
I bought.
You know, Daddy Rose walked over to Jimmy with it going, how much?
It's yours. You don't even have to compete for it.
I bought every wreath that had pink in it.
I bet if
which meant you bought the whips and you bought Houston Leather Boys.
That's right.
Huh?
Houston Leather Boys? I'm at a loss here.
Yeah,
that happens a lot on this show.
That's when one of the leather groups, everybody left but one person and started their own group.
Yeah.
Aha.
Well, there is a big event going on at EJ's next Saturday night, December the 30th. The one and many voices of Texas's own Jimmy James. Yes, Jimmy now lives in New York and has regular gigs up there, but he's coming into Houston to perform at EJ's next Saturday night.
Let me guess, is that supposed to be Liza or her mother?
That's Judy.
Judy. It's kind of hard to tell.
And that's Marilyn.
That's Marilyn, of course.
Jimmy James.
Ooh.
I remember Jimmy James from very long ago when he did the most fabulous Marilyn Monroe impression I have ever seen. Mm. Very, very talented young man.
Yeah.
So.
I've always had a thing.
That's what his last trick said.
I've always been fascinated by the whole.
By the hole?
By the whole genre. The whole get-up.
Coming from the top, somebody's not fascinated by their hole.
Looking like a female when they're not.
And of course, you all know that your favorite bar will be having something going on for New Year's Eve.
Mary's Naturally?
Yes. I'm sure. Everyone.
Decorations were a little on the low key this year.
Oh, for a second there, I thought you were talking about Meteor. Blur.
No.
South Beach.
You know the only times I've been in Meteor?
Montrose Mining Company?
I went to a book signing at Meteor once.
Yeah, I've been to Meteor's.
Yeah. JR's.
A group of people who did a bunch of books, and they had their book signing there. One of them used to work at Crossroads. And then he became an author, along with some other people.
Oh, yeah.
And they write the most fabulous books.
Yes, you're right. I remember that.
I do love their books.
Are you talking about that one man that's a three-person team?
Yes.
He's the one. Oh. Yes.
He's the one, and he's my guy, or something like that. They're up to, like, at least four books now.
Wow. Speaking of Charles Armstrong, I'll get that later. Speaking of Charles Armstrong, at Christmas, he does something very nice for the community. He picks 12 different organizations and gives them $1,000 apiece.
Hot dog.
And this year, he gave those to AIDS Foundation Houston, Legacy Community Health Services, Assist HERS, Bering Omega Community Services,
Yay.
The Center for AIDS,
Yay.
Gay and Lesbian Switchboard of Houston, yay. Hatch, Houston Area Teen Coalition.
All the groups that could use the money these days.
Houston Transgender Unity Committee, the Pride Committee, Houston SPCA, Lesbian Health Initiative, and SNAP, the Spray Neuter Assistance Program. So he covers a lot of bases there.
I want
you know,
to use
in
that
the community.
Years ago. snap.
You got spayed?
No.
No, he got neutered.
Spayed nor neutered, thank you very much. However, a certain Cocker Spaniel I owned at the time did.
Ah, okay.
His name was Buddy.
Oh.
And he was 9 years old.
That's sweet. That's sweet. Anyway, some of the things going on around town. Chris?
I love the holidays.
I mean, that's what we played, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay. It's getting to be that time that I forget things. Oh, God.
I'm waiting to hear. We don't want to admit that.
That time when you forget things, you mean 5 minutes after the show starts?
Yeah.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, that's what happens when you live long enough.
You haven't lived long enough yet. We want you around for at least another 30, 40.
Thank you.
At least.
I'm certainly going to try my best.
Yeah, we want you to live old enough to really be a dirty old.
Oh, is that why you're going to Lazarus' house?
Well, I'm already old.
Not to somebody who's in their 80s.
No, that's true. That's very true.
I have friends who's... You could be their son.
Well, thank you. I have a lover.
That's
about.
Also true.
All right, leave Stanley out of this.
But I had a wonderful doctor's visit. He was very pleased with my last report and said, "Well, have you had a flu shot?" "Yes." "How about a pneumonia shot?" I said, "No, I've never had one of those." He said, "Well, your T cells are high enough. They were 1,033. And undetectable viral load."
Lucky you.
So, yes, I'm very blessed at the end of this year to be
my
doing well.
My numbers were up near 800 for the first time in nearly a decade.
Yeah.
So, yay.
We're all doing better.
Yeah. This has been one hell of a year, hasn't it?
Sure has.
But
sure has.
We're almost there. The year is almost over, and we're all still here.
Yeah.
Which is a very good thing.
Yeah.
I skipped any pneumonia shot. I just went straight to having pneumonia.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you don't build up a total immunity to that.
Yeah.
No, and your T cells have to be up above a certain level before it's safe to get either a flu shot or a pneumonia shot. So
I have two things I've never had before this year.
Really?
Pneumonia and the shingles.
Oh, yes.
The shingles were not fun.
No, I've had those.
That was a painful experience.
I've had those. That's
luckily
extremely painful. A lot of people have them, and they go away quickly.
Yeah, mine were gone in about a week.
See, I had mine...
But I still have the marks on them.
...for months, and the pain for well over a year.
I still have some of the marks.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Are there, the red marks, but all the rest of it is gone. You know, the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this has just been the year, hasn't it?
It sure has.
I mean... And, of course, we could all sit here and cry about our own little problems when the world's gone all to hell in a handbasket, too. But,
politically, I think things are looking up.
Yeah. I think the world is suddenly, Yeah, that is possible. The world is looking up. Things have changed this recent political season.
Chris is employed. We're all happy about that.
I was employed last year at Christmas. It ended in February, though.
Yes, well.
There are good signs to things.
You bet.
There are good sides to things. And as long as you keep looking at those, it's all, know that you roll with the punches. And I've certainly, I lost more friends this year. Brenda.
Oh, absolutely.
Brenda died.
In fact, one of the things that I wanted to mention earlier, but I forgot the paperwork, is that her tradition of having an open house on New Year's Day will be continuing at the community center.
Oh, yay.
Located right across Hawthorne from the Kroger's on Montrose.
Yeah, the Disco Kroger.
Yes, up on the second floor.
3400 Montrose, Suite 207.
Thank you. I reason. I just forgot that. That popped out of my head just as my mouth opened.
Some people call it the Cody Building. Other people call it...
Don't you hate it when that choo-choo jumps track?
The 400 building.
Yes.
Does
yes.
that building actually have a name?
Yeah, soon to be demolished.
Yeah, well, that and everything else in Montrose. The, you know, they tore down one of the complexes I used to live in recently.
Wow.
Yeah, Westheimer Square no longer exists.
Thank God for small
there
favors.
There's a very large patch of dirt where there used to be a complex.
You're kidding me.
I am not kidding. It's gone.
It's, oh, my goodness.
That changes next week.
Gone. And that just blew me away. I was just like, I lived there for 2 years. And I actually recently ran into one of, I still keep in touch with two of the people that I used to live there
mm-hmm.
in that complex with, who lived across and around me up there.
But, well, you know, earlier we had Christopher Prado on, a candidate for Emperor of Ereses, and he mentioned that the complex he and his other half, Jim, live in for 3 years. They've just announced, oh, you got to move because we're tearing it down.
A friend of mine just had to move because they said, you have a choice. You can move or they can find you under the rubble.
Because,
you know, it's...
The problem.
Turning this neighborhood beige.
Part of the problem is for years and years and years, the Montrose stayed the same. Mm-hmm. There was very little building going on in the Montrose. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, in the past 5 years, it's gone crazy.
It's gone absolutely insane.
Yes.
Not necessarily, you know, it's like I say, I don't mind change. But not all change is good.
That's very true.
The what they're building now, I wouldn't object nearly as much to the stuff they're building now if somebody would learn color. If somebody would take... We live in Houston, Texas. You would think with all the different cultures that live in the city of...
Yeah, I know.
Houston, Texas. Somebody could come up with some unique color schemes, but everything is beige.
Beige
and
stucco,
tan,
yes.
And stucco.
It's like Los Angeles or something.
And who in gay hell puts stucco up in the city of Houston? I've seen.
That's because it's cheaper than brick.
We have one bad storm, and down that stuff comes every time.
A lot of them, I believe, are future tenements.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say, yeah.
But, you know.
But, however, on the other hand, have you looked in the bins area lately?
Yes.
Yeah.
Behind,
where specifically?
From Midtown to Park Plaza.
Mm.
The bins area from east of Main Street. They're going crazy.
Yeah.
You mean the two-story houses that have got no front or backyards to them?
Yeah, two- and three-story and four-story houses.
There's
yes.
a place I used to live on, La Branch, in that whole...
That area is going
and
crazy.
The building is gone. There's a row of condo townhome things on the spot where I used to
everywhere.
Live.
You know?
And they're charging outrageous prices for those pieces of property.
Oh,
I mean,
yes, they are.
$350,000 to $550,000
yes.
For some reason.
Yes. Where are the people who can afford? I mean, where are they coming from?
What I want to know is what makes sense about
Saudi Arabia.
You've seen some of the metal buildings? The ones that have all that like metal
side,
corrugated stuff. Now, we have two unique complexes in this neighborhood that have that metal stuff.
Yes.
That have been around for years. One of them's got gargoyles all over.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's on Dunleavy.
One's on Dunleavy with the other one's on Fairview over
here. Yeah. Yes.
I actually saw a very naked man walk out of his garage and around his car in that one.
Wow.
Anyhow, that's another story.
It must be.
But,
that's the one next to the building that was just vacated by Hollywood?
Yes. Yeah.
The superstore?
The new stuff they're building, which is also... There's a lot of metal...
Yeah, the corrugated steel or whatever.
And it's not nearly as interesting as those buildings.
That's true.
There's no character to them. They're all carbon copies of each other.
It's that's kind of like the Art Car Museum that's over on your wall turns into what? The Yale Heights Boulevard,
Heights.
Something like that?
Heights.
Yeah.
Close in Heights, yeah.
On the right-hand side as you pass 420.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days I'm actually going to see that parade.
Chris, you're awfully quiet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Finding okay. it hard to get a word in edgewise?
Not even trying.
I can understand that.
Been we all react differently to the holidays.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm just tired.
Okay.
Well, it is almost 4 o'clock in the morning.
And the good thing is none of us are in TDCJ.
Yeah, boy. Boy, howdy.
Thank God for small favors.
Yeah. Yeah. But I wish all of our After Hours listeners, all our MBBs, the best in the upcoming year, and hope that some of them are going to make parole and get out.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard from a couple.
You know.
Like Tigger?
Yeah, that brings up an interesting thing. They make this, you know, there's been this big argument this lately, you know, about happy holidays as opposed to Merry Christmas and all this nonsense.
Politically and, you know, correct.
I'm not, and I kind of like happy holidays because, you know, just as a reminder that Christmas isn't the only holiday that happens this time of year.
That's true.
There, you know, several of the world's major religions have a holiday this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Hanukkah, Ramadan, Yule, Christmas,
mm-hmm.
Kwanzaa. Yeah.
Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa.
That's right.
I mean, you know. So, you know, that whole thing has never really bothered me. I like the idea of saying happy holidays because it includes everybody.
Includes everybody,
group
yeah.
That has a holiday this time of year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we hear a little music?
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Well, I put in a bunch of old biddies to sing.
Good. Good, I'm in that mood.
Start with Judy and then go to Bette.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all together, if the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourselves a merry little Christmas. Songs, oh, what are we to do? Dear Mr. Mathis.
Yes, Miss M?
Let's sing one or two.
That would be divine. You know, Johnny, you're the king of Christmas. Why don't you start the song?
I can't.
Why not?
Because it's in your key.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. Ooh, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go,
nowhere to go,
let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. In the meadow we can build snowmen.
Oh man.
Then pretend that he is Parson Brown.
We'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man.
So man, but you can do the job when you're in town.
When we finally kiss goodnight.
How I'll hate going out in the storm.
I know, but if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm.
Bette Midler with Johnny Mathis.
Really?
Singing Winter Wonderland, Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
Yeah, that's on her new Christmas CD. Yes.
Somebody make me a copy of that.
I love
that.
Oh,
just do like everyone else does. KPFT has a copy back there. Just ignore the sign that says don't swipe.
Oh.
What?
What? I don't, you know, I can't make copies of CDs anymore.
Somebody to make.
Oh, there's ways it can be done here.
Okay.
Before that was Judy Garland, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Yeah, thank you.
There's the
thank
list.
You. Wow, what a nice list. We played some great music tonight.
Yep.
I'm glad we had time to do it, because we only get to do it 1 month a year. And next week will be after Christmas, so we will go back to our regular type of music.
There's a couple of New Year's songs in there.
We can play.
Yes, there are, as a matter of fact.
What Are You Doing New Year's Eve?
Yes.
Which is one of my favorites.
And I believe it's on the Bette Midler album.
I just stuck her back. Yeah, I know she has one. There's a U2 song on here that's New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they're not queer, but it's on an Elton John CD.
Oh.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Sir Bono.
Sir.
Yeah, what are you doing New Year's Eve? Yeah.
Yeah, they keep throwing that sir thing around all the time.
Well, he is a sir now.
Everybody's a sir. It's like...
He was given an honorary knighthood.
Whoop-de-doo-doo. And I see O-H, I'm an imperial prince.
Hard to beat princehood. Unless, of course, you're the artist formerly known as.
Yes, well... Oh, that's pretty.
Melissa.
Melissa, yes.
In the background, we've got Happy Christmas, War's Over. John Lennon song.
Yeah.
Covered by...
we've been playing that almost every week.
During Christmas, we do that.
I like that.
Hopefully next Christmas, we won't have a reason to play it.
There you go. Yes.
You've been listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. On KPFT Houston, and whatever holiday it is you're celebrating now, take your pick. Choose them all. Like Jill Sobel says in her one song, Jesus was a dreidel spinner.
There you go.
So, a little Hanukkah, a little Christmas.
I don't want to do Ramadan because, you know, all that fasting scares me.
Yeah.
just have a peaceful time. Enjoy family. Enjoy friends. And we'll be back next week.
We sure will.
Love.
So take us out, Melissa.
In March of 2005, I went to Israel and Palestine with a group of Jewish physicians from the Jewish American Medical Project, which is a group whose aim is to facilitate peace in the Middle East through healthcare and counseling. I produced a documentary on my trip, which covered topics ranging from checkpoints on the wall to healthcare and the refusnik movement. I talked to people on both sides of this complex conflict, and the results were astounding. The documentary will now be airing a year later once again, except this time, I am now a physician myself. And I have also recorded a follow-up interview from the West Bank, which updates us on the current situation. Please tune in to my gripping look at reality in the occupied territories entitled Israel and Palestine, The Human Cost of the Occupation by Dr. Seema Jalani.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.